試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2024年度第1回実用英語技能検定1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade 1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has four parts. All of the questions in these four parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 10 dialogues, number 1 through number 10. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now, we will begin the grade 1 listening test. Number 1.
We just got a call from the water treatment plant. They did an inspection and the rust problem in the pipes appears to be spreading more quickly than we thought.
Well, that's not good. How much will the repairs cost?
Well, the pipes are still fully functional, so there's no need for repairs. But the inspector suggested switching from annual to quarterly monitoring.
That shouldn't be a problem. I guess it's good the rust was spotted quickly.
Yeah. Catching problems early should help prolong the lifespan of the pipes.
Question. What did the inspector recommend?
Number 2.
How was your presentation at the forestry conference in Berlin?
Very productive, and the audience responded well. I spoke about techniques for helping young trees establish better root systems.
That's great. Did you get to explore much? Berlin's such a historic city.
I had a list of landmarks to visit and managed to visit the Berlin Wall Memorial. But I was mainly stuck at the conference venue.
That's a shame.
Yeah, but I've been invited back to speak at next year's conference, so I'll be sure to set aside some time then.
Question. How will the woman prepare for her next trip to Berlin? Number 3.
Hi, I'm inquiring about the ad you posted. It was for a photographer to help build your brand.
Thanks for calling. I'm seeking someone with a creative eye who can take flattering and vibrant photos on a weekly basis.
What rate did you have in mind?
It'll be a simple point-and-shoot project with no editing work needed, so I'll pay $20 an hour.
Would it be all right if I sent you my rates? To be honest, you're not likely to find any well-established photographers willing to work for that amount.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 4.
Waterton City Hall. Can I help you?
Yes. I run a guest house. And I'm considering adding picnic lunches to our services. I understand we'll need to build a commercial kitchen to do this legally. Is that right?
Yes, that's all administered by the Food Safety Department. The staff there can walk you through the regulations for setting your kitchen up, but everything you need to know is also on our website.
I see. Thanks.
Remember to follow the building codes and call us when you're ready to have someone inspect the kitchen for approval.
Question. What is one thing the woman tells the man?
Number 5.
This road is so bumpy. How long has this highway construction project been going on? It feels like forever.
I know, it's crazy. I wish the city would keep to its targets and finish what it starts.
The city keeps ripping up more sections of the road without finishing the earlier sections.
It's so frustrating. And all the simultaneous roadwork projects just make traffic even more congested. Nothing will ever get accomplished if the construction is managed in such a chaotic way.
Question. What do the speakers want the city to do?
Number 6.
I've made an appointment with our lawyer. We need to adjust our will now that the kids are grown up.
We might want to postpone that until we've decided whether we'll be moving out of state.
I didn't think of that. We'd probably have to find a new lawyer if we moved, which would mean paying more.
Yeah, so much is up in the air right now. Plus, Maria will be having our first grandchild soon. That's another reason to take some more time to consider things.
Right. I'll call the lawyer and explain.
Question. What have these people decided to do?
Number 7.
I'm thinking about changing jobs.
But I thought you liked working at the car dealership.
Well, I admit I've enjoyed the salary and the potential for growth.
Those are big pluses. Why would you want to change?
Well, I love working with kids, and there's an opening for a teaching assistant at the local grade school.
Sounds like you're following your heart rather than your head.
Maybe. I just don't think I'm cut out for sales.
Question. What does the man imply? Number 8.
Hi, I saw your brochure about recycling electronics. Would you accept my company's old computers, even if some of them are inoperable?
Yes, we'll take them. They don't need to be functional because we're just using them for parts.
And what do you do in terms of security? I don't want our data to get misused.
Don't worry. We always remove the hard drives and run special software to make sure they are wiped clean. Then we have a separate company perform a check to confirm that they're ready to be incorporated into other products.
Question. What does the man tell the woman?
Number 9.
Hi, John. Thanks for meeting me.
My pleasure, Lucinda. How can I help?
You used to be in real estate, so I was hoping for your advice. As you know, I have a rental house, but I want to sell it. It's getting old and I'm worried about the roof, pipes and overall structure. If something went wrong, it could cost me a fortune.
Now is not the best time to put a property on the market. Interest rates on mortgages have skyrocketed, so many people are reluctant to make such a large investment. How long have you had the same tenant?
Over 10 years. They always pay on time and ask for very little in terms of repairs or renovations.
That's a long time. So the house has been a good source of income for you. And don't forget the tenant has rights, so it's not as simple as just canceling the contract.
So what do you advise?
It might be worth considering asking a professional to do a structural assessment of the house.
I hadn't thought of that.
It'd cost money, but if the results were good, you could just keep renting it. If the results were worrying, you could begin negotiating with the tenant about non-renewal with a view to selling the house when the market picks up.
Thanks, John.
Question. What does the man imply?
Number 10.
Graham, Carmen, as you know, we've been assigned to make a presentation to the board of directors in 2 weeks.
Sure. Just the same as last year, right, Nadia?
Well, it seems there's a lot more at stake this time, Graham. Apparently, there's a good deal of debate about whether the company's focus should continue to be on the domestic market or whether we should be expanding overseas.
Do you mean that if they choose to focus on overseas markets, there could be cutbacks in our section?
Exactly. Up until now, international sales have been pretty much an afterthought. But there could even be layoffs if the company shifts away from the domestic market.
It sounds like we need to make it clear how crucial the domestic market is to the company's long-term future.
I agree, Carmen. Competition is heating up here. And if we don't have enough resources, we'll fall behind. We'll definitely need to emphasize that.
We should also find a way to remind them of what happened when one of our competitors tried the exact same strategy and wound up bankrupt.
Good idea, Nadia.
It sounds like we'd better get started on this ASAP.
Question. What does the man say about the presentation?